You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Today, the Syracuse Peace Council organized marchers to take to the streets of downtown Syracuse in a local procession honoring the 73-year anniversary of Hiroshima Day. Participants walked silently to the sound of drumbeats. They commemorated the World War II attack that left over 400,000 Japanese people dead from a U.S. atomic bomb. Council spokesperson Caroline Kim Tihani wants this event to remember the lives of the lost and encourage people to put nuclear issues at the top of their voting agenda.
Well, I think the most important thing is to humanize the other. What we hope people take away is to think about the people in Hiroshima who on that Monday morning were sitting around eating breakfast, maybe getting ready for school, and just going about their business the same way that we do, the same way that people do all over the world. And if we really absorb that, I don't think we could ever do this again.
Tihani says it's important for U.S. citizens to be aware of nuclear warfare because she believes President Trump's hostile tweets with Iran and North Korea are threatening reminders that what happened at Hiroshima could happen again. Participant Joy Carlson walked today in hopes that the government will be more careful in the future.
I think given the current climate, it's important for people to show unity, against things that are against humanity. Because I think we're in a very inhuman climate right now.
First-time participant in the march, Taylor Gold, helped make posters and carry a skeleton head draped in a black hood.
I'm just really kind of excited to see what it's like, see how many people turn out, see if it makes any impact at all. I mean, I hope so. That's what we all hope.
Walkers marched for roughly a mile. The Syracuse Peace Council hopes their Hiroshima walk encourages people to reach out to politicians and petition against nuclear weapons. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.